what a great bunch of guys this Lucas Oil Group is. And
I want to make sure that Dave Conley doesn't win this race.
You better be ready for me, Conley, because I'm coming. Yeah, I heard that. My only comment is this. If he's coming for me, does that mean I already passed him on the high side?
Good evening and welcome to the Fuel for Kids 100, live tonight from Sobel Speedway.
That's going to be like your regular Saturday night shootout. Brother, you've been in this position many times before.
We are a hot rod today.
I don't think you could have got more than a sheet of paper between the two of them on that last one.
If today's not your day, sometimes you just got to get out of the way.
Green. You're clear behind him if you want.
Everybody on the safe one. Keep her in one piece.
He had a handful of wheels, too, there, Jerry. He was spinning out for about 250 feet before he finally went around.
It's probably the clutch going away, and that's what gave out at the end. I think I burnt the clutch out coming out of four. Spewing water. I was running about 240. Other than that, it was perfect.
Worldwide on RaceTimeRadio.com. It's night one on the 2014 schedule for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series.
And a finger came out the side window, and I don't know which finger it was, whether he was pointing me inside or not, so I went inside.
Holton on the bottom, Jake the Juice Box trying to hang tough on the top side. It's Josh Wood and Jay Newer going side by side for third. Here comes Josh Wood. He'll pile it down into the inside of Jay Gottner.
Get in the groove. You'll pull away, bud.
Who will it be? Stay tuned and find out. The Fuel for Kids 100 is next. Let 2014 begin. And welcome, everybody, to Sobel Speedway live tonight in Sobel Beach, Ontario, Canada. It is the Fuel for Kids 100 tonight. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is about to begin the 2014 campaign. Tonight on the broadcast, we want to welcome in, high in top of turn number 3 and 4, we have Josh Paxton over that way. Josh, are you ready to go?
Joe, this view is incredible up top in the crow's nest with the spotters, and these guys are feeling intense. The drivers belted in, lined up, ready to go, and I did have a chance to talk to a couple of them before we go. The couple that were just outside of the top five. The drivers were fighting the track early on in qualifying. I got a chance to catch up with Brennan Didero. He said his biggest problem was fighting himself. Overdrove the car into turn number one on the entry, really messed it up, and said he is now refocused for this feature race. A big difference in the field between the sportsman car and the pro late model. He's got it sorted out. He's looking to head to the front. Also caught up with a fan favorite, Dave Connolly, the hot rod. And hot rod said a little bit of race rust as he climbs into the sportsman car for the first time this season. He was out running the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series Tour last year. He's back to get it into victory lane.
Also down in turn number 1 and 2, we have Jerry Paxton, a voice all of us know. Jerry, are you set and ready to go for this one?
I am ready for this one, and I have the great spot because I'm at ground level. I'm going to watch these guys run it hard into turns 1 and 2 and down that back straightaway here at Sobel Speedway. One thing I've noticed about these Lucas Oil Sportsman Series cars, they're really finicky about where they go into that turn. If they don't get it set up just right, they lose positions. So watch out, because making the corner is going to make or break your race.
We'll also hear tonight from London, Ontario's the voice of the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. We have Jamie Maudsley up here. Jamie, are you set and ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready to go, Joe. I've been waiting for this since our last race got scrubbed last October at Flamborough. We had a dynamite 7-race season last year, and getting all set to go to kick off 2014. Some new teams back, some new drivers coming back. Dynamite show lined up.
And we got to welcome in Jim Irvin here, the voice of Sobel Speedway. Jimmy, are you set and ready to go for 100 laps here tonight with the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup?
All ready to go, Joe. It should be great. New track record tonight for these guys. They mean business.
Okay, Jamie, what do you say you give us our starting lineup and we'll get the Fuel for Kids 100 trackside and ready to go?
Well, on the point for tonight's race is going to be the 54 Transport and Service Chevrolet. That is Kevin Allen of Drumbo, a sophomore driver on the series. Starting alongside him, one of the top 10 nicknames in Ontario Motorsports, it's the 60 Jake the Juice Box Ott, sponsored by Meineke. He's in a Dodge inside of row 2 in the Blast Floor Coatings number 81. That's the Ford Mustang, three-time and defending series champion, Sean McGlynn. Alongside McGlynn in the number 43 will be Bob Merrifield.
The 81 of Sean McGlynn is our in-race reporter. Let's check in with Sean and see what's happening in that number 81. Sean, are you ready to go there, bud? Ah, Tell you what, I better turn the radio up and on. We will try that one more time. Sean McGlynn.
Joel. All right. You good to go?
Blew him out of there. I know what I got
to do. So it sounds like Sean...
Okay, we'll work on that. You go ahead for it, Jamie.
Inside of row three in the Fast Five, it's the other blast floor coating car, the second McGlynn brother. It's Chad McGlynn out of Kitchener. Good performance for him qualifying inside the top five outside of row three. For Ancaster, Ontario, and the champion, racing hall number 24, making his return to the series after a few years off, Brendan Dodaro. Inside of the next row, former Sauble winner, second in points last year, multiple winner on tour. In the Iser Engineering, or Iser Enterprises, number 66, that's London's Josh Wood. Alongside Wood making his return to the series, it's the Hot Rod, sponsored by Metro and Maple Leaf, as well as Lunch Mates. It's Dave Connolly out of Ottawa. Right behind Connolly will be the 93, Jason Meyer in the Tire Craft, M&J Tire, Total Lubricants, APC number 93. Right behind Jason Meyer on the start is going to be Tim Tolton in the Tim the Intimidator Tolton in the new generation Wood Products number 3. Tim out of Guelph, Ontario, longtime runner at Varney, third year on the tour. Right behind him in the R&J Machinery number 85 out of Peterborough, Ontario, it's Over the Top, Mike Nelson. Beautiful paint job and wrap on that 85 car. Then it's the Long Distance Award winner, all the way from Ottawa, Ontario. It's Doug Cathcart in the Cathcart Mechanical Performance, number 48.
Following in behind, the number 6 car making his debut here at Sauble Speedway. Going to be a great run for that number 6 car.
That's Jeremy Coulter out of Ottawa. And bringing up the rear, it's the 8 ball. That's Adam Martin out of Kitchener, his third year on the tour. What a beautiful Mustang that number 8 car is, Joe.
Absolutely beautiful. These cars all prepared. Light's going to go out atop the pace truck. Jerry, are you set for the start of this one? White flag comes up.
Not only am I set, I'm watching these drivers. They're anxious. They've got it doubled up, and they are ready to go. I'm watching guys scrubbing tires. They're anxious. They're up on the wheel. The belts are tight. They're just waiting for the green.
Coming at you, Josh.
Through three and four, and here they come. The green flag looking for it. It's in the air. The race is on.
It's been a long winter. Kevin Allen will lead them down into turn one. Summer and race season is finally here. They're going to go three wide off turn two. Here comes Sean McGlynn to the bottom.
Great racing as they come out of four down the front. Three wide. And right now, the 60 goes to the front. Jake Ott.
Fast car in the time trials. The number 60 of Jake Ott is in the lead, but he's got a miracle. Kevin Allen in that 54 right on his back bumper with the 81 of Sean McGlynn, and the freight train forms up from there.
Coming into the night, have you ever heard the name Kevin Allen? But you will know it by the time this night is done. Here comes Allen on the outside out of turn two, taking a run at Jake Ott, but he slams the door as they hit turn number three.
Kevin Allen's got that transport and service number 54 working. Now he gets loose. He's got a handful of wheel off turn four. This has allowed Sean McGlynn to get to the top side. The champ rolling in the high groove.
Well, McGlynn right now in the 81, working on the 54 of Kevin Allen as they go into and out of four down the front. It's still the 60 at the front. Jake Ott.
Jake Ott takes it down into turn one and two. Fast time qualifier here at Sauble Speedway. Working lap four, heading for lap five, a battle for second.
It is the 54 of Kevin Allen trying to work under the 81 of McGlynn. McGlynn has the nose in front. He'll take second as they complete that lap. But there is a great race right behind them as well. Chad McGlynn in the 18 trying to streak away.
And just behind Chad McGlynn is the 24 of Brendan Dodaro. He was making ground on the outside lane, making his way into the top five. But McGlynn opened up the door. He sneaks by, and here comes the 66 of Josh Wood.
That was a nice move by Sean McGlynn. He was side-by-side with Kevin Allen for a number of laps. The Jake the Juice Box out has pulled away. First good battle on the speedway. He's back for about fist bump. We get a caution on the track. Adam Martin's gone around. Down by you, Jerry.
And down in turn number two, Adam Martin is... facing the wrong direction in the number 8 car. Everybody gets slowed down and in single file under him. And he is working in the car now, trying to get it refired, and looks like he's going to join back at the back of the field. Looked like Kevin just, or sorry, the number 8 of Adam Martin just simply lost it going into the turn. No contact.
As the cars go single file around Sauble Speedway, things looking real good here at Sauble Speedway. We are going to take a quick break and be back with you in just a moment.
Hey, race fans, this is Jay Dewar, 2010 Sportsman Series Cup champion. Can we redo that?
Yep.
Hello, race fans, this is Jay Dewar, 2010 Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup champion, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
He had a handful of wheel, too, there, Jerry. He was spinning out for about 250 feet before he finally went around.
The chase for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup, June 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
What a great bunch of guys this Lucas Oil group is.
You know, I got into Kenny a couple times, and a finger came out the side window. And I don't know which finger it was, whether he was pointing me inside or not, so I went inside.
Live from Sauble Speedway, it's the Fuel for Kids 100.
Today's not your day, sometimes you just got to get out of the way. This is a really good series. There's good cars, there's good drivers. Sometimes it gets a little rough, guys get their feathers ruffled.
Join us worldwide for flight-to-flight coverage at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at racetimeradio.com.
Yes, sir. I'm on the mission.
And we are back with you live. Green flag back out on lap 6.
And on the start, it was Sean McGlynn taking it to the juice box on the high side. He's got that Mustang rolling. McGlynn up front. Juice box goes second.
Sean McGlynn said at the pre-race interview he thought he had more car than he was showing in time trials. He is showing it now. He is out in front of the 60 of Jake Ott, and he is showing some dominance.
A fierce battle going on behind the top five as Bob Merrifield solidifies his position with the number 43. He gets down in front of the 24. Brennan Didero trying to make a move to the front using the outside lane is the 82 of Dave Connolly as he battles side-by-side with Tim Tolton.
That's the race off turn four now. Connolly will claim the spot, but only momentarily. As a three, Tim Tolton piles it in on the inside. It's still Connolly on the outside trying to hold that position.
Out front right now, the 81, Sean McGlynn in second spot, Jake Ott, and in third, the 54, Kevin Allen. We are 10 laps in to the scheduled 100.
As we come to lap 11, the 81 of McGlynn, the 60, the juice box, followed by the 54, the 18, and Josh Wood is rounding out your top five in that number 66. Merrifield back in seventh, eighth, the Didero and the 82 of Connolly round out your top 10.
Great racing going on, Joe. The 81, McGlynn out front of the 60 in second, Ott, and in third, Kevin Allen. Great one going, Jeremy.
Yeah, now the juice box trying to get rolling, trying to put the pressure back on McGlynn. McGlynn and that Mustang showing the way. It's the Avenger of Jake the Juice Box. Ott right in second as Ott tucks right up underneath the bumper.
And Didero in the number 24 going to work on the 43 of Bob Merrifield. Tried to get under him in turn two and down the back straightaway. Merrifield was having none of it, but they exchanged a little paint in the process, and Didero is serving notice.
Just in front of that battle is a driver's duel. The 18 of Chad McGlynn has been under pressure for the last three laps. Josh Wood in the 66 knocking on the bumper. And now McGlynn starts to drive away. But here comes the 66 tightening it up again.
Yeah, Josh Wood, a winner here. The previous almost won last year's race until a late caution. But all eyes are out front. It's Sean McGlynn. But he's got a whole mirror full of purple. It's the juice box trying to put the pressure on the champ.
Out of two and down the back straightaway, and it is all juice boxes. He gets down below the 81 of McGlynn. McGlynn pushed up to the high side of the track, and Jake Ott still fighting to try to take that lead.
Out of turn two this time, Jake Ott looks to the inside lane. McGlynn gives him some room. Juice box going to throw it down low. He's got the quarter panel, but McGlynn drives off at turn number four.
And McGlynn has no qualms about giving up that bottom lane. His car seems to be comfortable about three-quarters of a lane off the bottom. So still a quick car, that 81, with the juice box trying to put the pressure on.
McLean out front right now in second. We've got car number 60, Jake Ott, and they are battling it out. 19 laps complete, 81 to go.
Live tonight from Sobel Speedway, it's the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup presented by Meineke. It is race number one in 2014. Live from Sobel Speedway, the Fuel for Kids 100, and 20 laps are down. We have got the 81 in the lead here at Sobel Speedway.
It's going to get interesting now, Joe. The 81 of McLean has caught traffic. It's over the top Mike Nelson in the 85. Right in front of him is Jeremy Coulter. He's going to have to deal with those two in these coming laps.
Great run right now. Sean McLean in 81 works his way through traffic down the front straightaway. What a run he's having in second right now. Jake Ott in 60. And in third, 54, Kevin Allen.
And Jeremy Coulter in that number six car is now down a lap as McGlynn puts the 81 around him. Jake Ott's got to find his way past the six car now. And Ott driving it for all he's got, trying to get that 60 ahead of the 81 of McGlynn.
That third place car, the number 54 of Kevin Allen, looks like he's taking a lesson right now as he tries to follow that leader battle. 54 may be lying in wait. I think there's more car to be seen from Kevin Allen.
Kevin Allen works to the top side of Jeremy Coulter. Now Coulter's in a battle for position, though, one lap down with over the top Mike Nelson. Out front still, Sean McGlynn in the 81. Juice Box runs second. Allen goes third. Fourth is Chad McGlynn, and rounding up the top five, Josh Wood.
And Chad McGlynn had a hard moment coming out of turn number four. He got that car sideways in the middle of the corner, and he was lucky there was nobody around him. He got a chance to gather it back up. Could be he's starting to wear out some tires.
Great run going, 26 laps in. We are one quarter of the way through, and it has been a good one so far. McGlynn, last year's winner, showing the way here after 27.
You want to be comfortable. You want to be calculated in a race like this. 100 laps the distance here tonight at Sobel Speedway. We work lap 27. McGlynn out to about a car and a half length lead over the 60 of Juice Box. And Jake Ott set fast time here today at Sobel Speedway. A new track record set by the 60 as they flash all the way down into 3 and 4.
And the Juice Box now about three car lengths behind Sean McGlynn. Those two have really separated themselves from Kevin Allen. They've opened up about a straightaway over Allen, the third-place car, who's got all over a straightaway back to Chad McGlynn. The leaders coming up on some fast lap traffic soon.
And I'm watching those two lap cars get into a battle for position. That is the 6 of Jeremy Coulter and the 85 of Mike Nelson. They are holding up the 18 of McGlynn, and there's the contact in turn two. McGlynn gets away. The 85 of Nelson slowed it right down to let him go, but that's what happens when you're racing with the leaders.
And just behind the 18 of Chad McGlynn is the ferocious battle for fifth, the 66, Josh Wood, putting up the defense against the 24 of Brennan Didero. You know they are working hard. Check out the brake rotors on those two cars. They are cherry red already. As we come through turns three and four this time, compare that to the brake rotors on the lead cars that are not nearly as bright as the 66 and 24.
And the 82 of Connolly, he's trying to get in the mix there with Didero and Josh Wood as well. They run fifth, sixth, and seventh. They work down through three and four. Off turn four, they pile as they try to reel in the 18.
33 laps complete in this one. And so far, Jamie, it has been a great race. And Sean McGlynn showing what he is worth here at Sobel Speedway. He knows the track, and he is motoring and not about to give up this lead without a fight.
Well, we had that one brief caution on lap five, but ever since then, it's been clean sailing for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup cars presented by Meineke Auto Care.
And the driver that's going to start to feel some pressure in a big hurry is the number 18, Chad McGlynn. He has got a freight train behind him consisting of the 66 of Josh Wood, 24 Brennan Didero, 82 Dave Connolly, and those three drivers are closing in on him real quick.
Trouble out of turn two that time. Bob Merrifield, the 43, and I've watched him for the last couple laps. The right rear rotor is just glowing hot, and all three others not showing anything. That 43 car having troubles getting through the turns. Now he has fallen off the pace.
With this track, Josh, known as a mini Martinsville, and it's hard on brakes, and we are going hard 37 laps in. No wonder Merrifield is having issues.
Well, I think he's got bigger issues than just the brakes. A lot of light coming out from behind that car. They work on, leaders work off turn two now, or off turn three now, and onto the front straight. It's the 81 of McGlynn still showing the way. He's been able to open it up, Jerry, in front of you.
And McGlynn starting out to pull away. Jake Ott had to get around the number three and Tim Tolton. That's what was holding everybody up. Tim Tolton wasn't about to give it up and roll over. He fought them for the position. McGlynn gets clear. So does the 60 of Jake Ott. Here comes the number 43 of Bob Merrifield. But as we said, he has got some major problems at the back end of that car. Looks like he's got the brake bias all switched to the rear. They're cherry red and not cooling down.
Working with a few difficulties tonight in the booth and on the track, but we are going hard. But Glenn now coming up on traffic very quickly, and it will be interesting. And right behind the 60, Jake Ott, his front rotor is glowing as well.
Well, I'd be interested to see just how hard that 81 is pushing that car, the Mustang of Sean McGlynn out front. The 60 of Ott goes second, third, Kevin Allen, and your third place car almost a half a track behind these front two leaders.
We work lap 43 tonight live at Sauble Speedway, the Fuel for Kids 100, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup, presented by Meineke, is started for 2014. It started here tonight at Sauble Speedway. The leader, the number 81, last year's champion, picking up exactly where he left off, Jerry Baxton.
And McGlynn is not having any problems whatsoever. That car is rolling through the corners so gently. There are no signs of red rotors on the number 81 of McGlynn. That car is handling beautifully. He is having no problems getting around this speedway.
It looks like the same thing for the 60 of Jake Juicebox Ott as he rolls in second right now. Catches a car length that time as McGlynn runs up on a side-by-side lap car battle. And Juicebox is going to close it up in turn two.
They try to get around Adam Martin. Jason Meyer just cleared Adam Martin in the M&J tire number 93. Now here comes the 81 of McGlynn. And it'll be interesting under caution. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to McGlynn and see just how hard he's pushing that 81. Oh, as we approach halfway.
Okay.
47 laps in the books right now. 54 of Kevin Allen in third spot. 18, Chad McGlynn in fifth. 48 laps complete, 52 to go. It's been a great one so far, and we got a lot of racing to go.
And it's turning into a hornet's nest right down in front of you, Josh, as they work down towards your dad. Those guys are trying to get out of the way and get some ground gain because the leaders are coming to lap them.
And things got a little ugly there just a second ago. Josh Wood in that 66, the 48 of Doug Cathcart, the 82 of Dave Connolly. They were banging into one another, trying to get around through the corner. Right behind them is coming the 81 of McGlynn. Here comes Ott. He gets down on the low side. The lap car's in between, but Jake Ott is going to take the lead down the back straightaway.
But traffic is playing a big part right now. McGlynn comes right back on the high side. It is close as we complete lap 51.
Jason Meyer, the 93, is in all sorts of trouble right now. He's got a side-by-side leader battle in his mirror, and he doesn't know which lane to take. This time he hugs the inside line through 3 and 4. McGlynn is up high.
Sean McGlynn on the high side of the racetrack, guys. Didn't look real strong a few laps ago. It looks like that Ford is starting to come into its own. He's starting to pull away from the 60 of Juicebox.
It's McGlynn, Ott, then a hole straight away back to Kevin Allen. And then your fourth place car, Chad McGlynn, now working down the backstretch. Brendan Dodaro goes fifth. Sixth is Dave Connolly. Seventh, Doug Cathcart. And that's all we got left on the lead lap as Josh Wood goes down a lap.
That's not very likely here at Sauble Speedway. Josh Wood going down a lap to the leader of Sean McGlynn. And here comes Ott as well. He is right in behind Wood. And Wood does not want to go down, but yes, he will go down now to Ott as well.
I think having the 81 in your mirror was enough motivation for the 82 driver, Dave Connolly. He picked up two spots in a big hurry when he got around the 66 of Josh Wood and the 48 of Doug Cathcart. Ever since the 81 showed up in the mirror of the 82, Connolly has turned it on, and he is closing in now on the 24 of Brennan Didero.
And Didero's working his own battle there as he tries to find a way around Chad McGlynn. That's the race for fourth spot. Connolly playing kitty bar the door, just sitting behind those two, trying to figure out which one to go with.
And the big question is, how long can these guys go with these red hot rotors, Jamie, you know, on the track here right now? Each and every one of them, their brakes are heating up.
Well, technologically not very advanced cars. The best way you can describe these cars, street stocks with a really, really big motor. They handle like school buses, but everybody handles like a school bus. It makes for some competitive racing.
We work lap 58 here at Sauble Speedway. The Fuel for Kids 100 is going off without any problems at all. Dare I say it, Jerry Paxton, we got a race on our hands.
Jay Gott in that number 60 had some major frustrations with the 93 of Jason Meyer. Meyer would not give it up for him to go by. He lost a lot of ground to Sean McGlynn in that battle with Meyer. Now he's clear, and he is driving the wheels off it, trying to catch up to the leader, and he's making ground.
The battle for fourth has been epic, but finally the 24 of Brennan Didero found the hole inside and got around the 18 of Chad McGlynn. Dave Connolly follows through with him, and now here comes the 81 of Sean McGlynn putting the 18 car down a lap. Hey, look up, Mr. Connolly. Sean McGlynn is knocking on your bumper.
Top five cars on the lead lap. This long green flag run has led us to put a number of good cars one lap down. So to run through the order, it's still Sean McGlynn showing the way to Juice Box. Jay Gott goes second. Kevin Allen in third. Brendan Didero in fourth. Dave Connolly fifth. And right behind Connolly on the traction leader, Sean McGlynn.
Trouble for Jamie Coulter. He exited the racetrack on lap 62. Car looked like there was no power, boys.
Brendan Didero now having a battle with the number 82, Dave Connolly. Little bump in the corner, but Didero is able to stay out front.
Right behind them is that 81 of Sean McGlynn. And he is not being shy about putting guys down a lap. He is sizing up the 82 and the 24. Going to put Connolly and Didero down a lap if he gets the chance. But he also has to be careful not to get caught in that battle, because that could cost him a lot.
Jake Gott, the number 60, is not getting the same help that Sean McGlynn had going through the traffic, as this time he finds his hands full with the 48 of Doug Cathcart. The 60 machine has tried inside and outside and cannot find his way by the 48. This time he gets side by side as they come around at a turn two.
He swings wide to the outside, driving the familiar purple Barney. It's Jake the Juice Box Ott. He'll move that Meineke car care machine around Cathcart to put him a lap down. Meanwhile, there's four cars left on the lead lap as the hot rod. Dave Connolly goes down. Oh, we got a car spinning on the front stretch. Mike Nelson gets it stopped before backing it into the fence.
Well, probably the only one that didn't want to see this come out was 81, Sean McGlynn, with the big lead. But on lap 67, the drivers will get a chance now for those brakes to cool down here as we get a caution.
Absolutely epic event so far, and I know we haven't really touched much on the sponsor of tonight's race program, Fuel for Kids. It's the Fuel for Kids 100. Where that deal comes from is a pretty interesting story. Dave Connolly, as part of his sponsorship with Metro and Maple Leaf and Schneider, he travels all spring to different public schools throughout Ontario, and basically they'll go to a public school, unload the car in the parking lot. Dave will let the kids sit in the car, answer questions about the car, get the kids away from the car so he can burn some donuts before he puts it in the trailer. And then they take that car and take it to a local Metro store. They pull the car back out of the trailer at the Metro store, and the school runs a fundraising barbecue at the Metro store. That's how Dave Connolly funds his racing program. Donated well over $100,000 in the 8 to 10 years that this program has been going on. And the joke Dave likes to say is he earns his sponsorship one hot dog at a time.
Guys, I want to jump in here. Let's go to the number 81. We have Sean McGlynn as in-race reporter now. Sean, you can hear us out there. How are you making out in the 81? Man, you got a fast hot rod tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing all right out here, but the car's getting a little bit loose right in the middle. Once the spin, the tire's coming off, so I don't know how we're going to be able to hang on to this thing, but I'm going to do my best.
Sean, will the restarts, do they fall into your hand, or are you kind of nervous about the restarts? We haven't had many here tonight, but when we have, you've been able to jackrabbit right out to the front there.
Well, it's always nice to take the lead after a restart, but when you're in the lead already, you only have one place to go, so I don't like restarts right now.
Good luck in it, Sean. We will catch you at the end of this one. Good luck in that. Number 81.
And probably a good time, Joe, right now to send a call out to Kevin Allen and that 54 Transport and Service Machine sophomore driver on tour. 2 years ago, he was racing an enduro car at Delaware Speedway doing the 200-250 lap Ironman Enduros that they do at Delaware. Decided to step up. They bought an old Jason Hathaway prepared sportsman car and made the jump to the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series last year. Kevin did decent last year, finished seventh in the points, was the second rookie behind Jonathan Schwemmler, who just missed making today's race. But the Kevin Allen of 2014, it's night and day different compared to what we saw from that 54 last year.
I got to agree with you 100%, Jamie. The other one that I really keyed in on tonight, the 60 of Jay Cott. What I've noticed, and I've seen quite a few of the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup races last year, we had an impatient driver in the number 60 last year. What I'm seeing here tonight at Sauble Speedway is that 60 is keeping it totally in check. Man, you got to be in the right place at the right time, and you can't let the heat of the moment get to you. Definitely the 60 car is on a mission here tonight at Sauble Speedway with that Meineke number 60. It's going to be interesting to see how this finishes up. We are working lap 67 of the Fuel for Kids 100, and we are just a couple moments from putting that green flag back in the air.
And touching on Jake Ott, Joe, it was a tale of two seasons for Jake last year. He picked up three victories, but also had at least two DNFs last year. So the whole key for him, if he wants to win this championship, is to stay consistent. Sure, you'd like to rack up those three more wins, but a second place, way better than finishing 15th.
White flag comes out on the racetrack. The 81 of McGlynn will be on the inside. The 60 of Jaycott to the outside. Side by side, down into turns one and two. They're going to be coming right at you, Josh.
And a quick note, Joe, word here in the spotter's tower right now is that the 82 of Dave Connolly is on the lead lap there in fifth position as we come back to green. They're firing him up in turn number four.
Up four they come down to the stripe. Silk flag in the air. Down into one. They battle. It's McGlynn on the bottom. Ott up high. Off turn two they come. Ott has to lift just a bit. That'll allow McGlynn to squirt out front.
Great race right now, McGlynn. 60, Jake Ott in second. Kevin Allen in third. D'Darrell in fourth. And right now,
82, Connolly, trouble. He got together with Chad McGlynn. Almost went around, saved it. Almost went around again and saved it once more, Jerry. You had a great view of that.
And we could see that one coming as they came down the front straightaway. As Connolly tried to slide it in under the 18 of McGlynn, they made some contact. There is debris in turn one. That is what brought out the caution flag. But it was all racing is what it was. They were trying hard. Connolly tried to get in where he probably shouldn't have that early after the restart and almost paid the ultimate price.
I kind of believe that we got a problem on that number 82, whether it's a tire down or something. It really looks twitchy. As they come past the grandstand side, Dave Connolly definitely checking out that number 82. We can see the chunk of fiberglass, as mentioned. The cleanup crew has got it. It'll be interesting to see what happens when we go back to green flag racing. 68 laps in the books of the Fuel for Kids 100. Live tonight, Sauble Speedway on Racetime Radio Worldwide. You got Jerry Paxton down in turn one and two, Josh Paxton in turn three, four. We've got Jamie Maudsley, the voice of the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series presented by Meineke. Also in the broadcast booth, Jim Irvin, along with myself, Joe Chisholm. We got a great night at Sauble Speedway, a perfect night for a stock car race, and man, have we got one here tonight.
Joe, we got as many announcers as we do cars left on the lead lap here.
And they all begin with Jay, and I got to say, is what a great restart the 81 of McGlynn got there.
Absolutely dynamite by both of them. I mean, there was no contact there. McGlynn got out front. The juice box got a little loose coming off turn two and just had to let McGlynn go. This is going to give us another lucky dog, get one more car back on the lead lap. A last caution, it was a 93 of Jason Meyer, who was able to find his way back on the lead lap. Just trying to figure out right now who the next car will be picking up that lucky dog.
White flag is out. Next time by, we'll be racing with 32 laps to go here at Sauble Speedway. And Jamie, these cars have been here now many times, and I've seen a lot of races. Certainly, this is the best one that the Sportsman Series has had here at Sauble.
It's been dynamite. We had a good finish last year, and I think we're setting up the top of tonight, Jim. Now down to the stripe, green in the air. Oh, we got sparks flying. And problems on McGlynn.
Looks like McGlynn lost a tire. A right front tire is down on the 81. That is going to put the 60 of Jake on.
No, it's not. Kevin Allen actually got out front.
Caution on the racetrack here on lap 68. And what a tough break for your race leader, number 81, Sean McGlynn.
You can see the 60 and the 81 go down into turn one. Of course, right side by side. Obviously, a little bit of contact there. Don't know whether that's what cut down the 81 or whether it was just the tire let go, but obviously the 81 exits on turn two. He will have to go back to the garage area, get that 81 fixed up, and hopefully we can get him back on the racetrack, Jerry.
Well, that's going to give him 32 laps to get it done if he can get that back out here quickly, but he'll be at the back of the lead cars, which is good news for him. That's going to be six guys ahead of him, and for Sean McGlynn, I think that's totally doable.
Well, we were all watching Chad McGlynn and Sean McGlynn and the sparks that were coming out from the front of that number 81 Mustang. Meanwhile, Kevin Allen, he wasn't watching the fireworks show. He was going to the front. Kevin Allen in the lead for the first time in the Sportsman Cup career.
And, guys, checking a look over here at pit side. There is an army on the front end of the 81 car of Sean McGlynn. And they've got the hood up to check the damage on the right front. Looks like they're getting a jack underneath to check out that tire. When he came around with that flat through three and four, there was no tire really left on the right front. It was shredded and gone. And, guys, when they were coming around to take that green flag lap, it looked like the 81 started to go up the track as they exited turn four. I think that tire may have been going soft as they came to the restart, and he definitely made contact with Ott as they came to the green flag.
Jamie, give us a full field rundown here tonight in the Fuel for Kids 100.
Well, we're just trying to sort that out with the scores right now. It looks like Jake Ott's been put back out front because they didn't complete a lap. So Ott will be your leader. Kevin Allen is second. Brendan Dodaro runs third in that 24. And how about the returns to the Sportsman Cup Series by both Brendan Dodaro as well as the 82 of Dave Connolly? They run third and fourth. Doug Cathcart definitely on the lead lap in fifth. Sixth is the 93 of Jason Meyer. And it looks like Tim Tolton is going to get the lucky dog, and he will rejoin those guys back on the lead lap.
Still 32 laps to go here at Sauble Speedway. And when the last caution came out, the one before this one, Sean McGlynn said, when you're out front, the only way you can go is back. And it's ironic that is exactly what has happened with this mishap. And they'll work on his car, and hopefully he can make it back to the speedway.
As I mentioned off the top, I did have a chance to catch up with Dave Connolly before we hit the green flag. And one thing that Dave shared that I'll tell you now is he said, watch my race car. I promise you my last lap will be faster than my qualifying lap. In those first 50, I was questioning what he told me. And as we get closer to the finish, that 82 car is getting closer to the top spot. I still think there's a chance for Dave Connolly to find victory here tonight at Sauble Speedway.
We heard from Dave Connolly on Monday night's program in previewing the Fuel for Kids 100, Dave Connolly said, "We are prepared. We were at Flamborough Speedway last week doing some testing." He's got Tyler, a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series crew chief on top of the box for him, calling the shots on that number 82. Scott Steckley also lending a hand, a three-time champion in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series on that number 82. You can bet Dave Connolly has got himself surrounded by talented individuals. He will be gunning for this win. Watch him. We work lap 68 coming back to the green flag.
It's the 60 of Jake the Juice Box Ott. He is the leader. He will set the pace. Field gets bunched up. Ott drops the loud pedal. He'll scream down into turn one. Kevin Allen trying to hang tough on the top side.
Down the back chute they go. Jake Ott out front of Kevin Allen and Brandon DiDiro. And right now, it is the 60 of Ott who lead lap 69. Jerry.
And no problem for the 60 of Jake Ott as he gets it out in front. Kevin Allen, I think, is feeling a little pressure. He's got the 24 of Brennan Didero right in the back bumper. And watch that 82. Dave Connolly's in fourth spot. He's putting a little tap on the back of the 24. He wants third.
The front six are one fast freight train, and on the outside, hung out to dry, was the 18 of Chad McGlynn. He fell to the back like a sinking stone as the leader battle drives away from him.
Out front, still Jake the Juice Box Ott in that Meineke. McKay Advanced Energy's number 60, followed by the Transport and Service Chevy of Kevin Allen. They've opened up about half a straightaway over Brandon DiDiero in the Champion Racing Oils number 24. And DiDiero just got a love tap from the 82 of Dave Connolly. Here comes the hot rod to the inside.
Guys, I take a look as the 82 goes down that backstretch. You can see a little bit of spark action happening under the hood of that number 82. Jerry, you got a bird's eye view of it.
And Dave Connolly is putting a little bit of a beating on the back bumper of the 24, Brennan Didero. I don't know where the Connolly found the afterburners, but he has put him into motion, and he is trying to run down that 24 of Didero in the biggest way.
But Didero is making that car three cars wide. The leader battle driving away from them right now. There's about a five-car gap to the lead of the 60, Jake Ott, and the 54 of Kevin Allen.
Ott swings it out of turn four. 75 up on the big Quaker State scoreboard, this time by Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup 100 lapper Fuel for Kids here at Sabo Speedway. And Jake Ott starts to stretch that lead out with that 60 car.
We're into the last quarter of the race, Jamie. This is when it's all on the line, this last 25 laps. It's going to be some drivers taking chances and the leader trying to stretch it out.
And right now the guy that's taking the chances is the 82 of Connolly. He is doing everything and pulling out every trick in the bag, trying to find a way around the 24 of Didero. In behind him, it's the number 48 of Doug Cathcart and the 3 of Tim Tolton, but they're just running, staying out of the fight.
Well, they're watching to see what happens with that 24 of the 82 as they still battle for third. Through three and four, right in front of Josh Paxton.
And guys, that time Connolly rode the left rear corner of the 24, gave him a scrub. He's telling Brennan, listen, today may not be your day. It's time to get out of my way.
Well, the 60 of Odd out front now and coming up on the lap car of the number 8 as they go down the back chute. And right now, they're trying to catch him and put the 8 car of Adam Martin down another lap, and 54 Allen right behind.
Ott swings to the outside. He'll clear Allen, and we never saw the 81 of McGlynn come back out. So as far as going back-to-back in championships, going to be a tall order after the DNF here tonight.
And I'm starting to wonder if Dave Connolly is trying to send a message by Morse code to the 24 of Brennan Didero. He is tapping away on that left rear corner every time they come through the turns.
Now down into turn three, and Connolly dove in underneath. Didero drove hard and took the position away once again. Down the front straightaway, it's Didero in the 24 ahead of the 82 of Connolly.
Didero swings it up to the wall off turn two, hustles down the backstretch. Here comes Connolly right up underneath that spoiler. Doug Cathcart sits about a car length and a half back of that, just waiting for trouble to ensue so he can steer his way through it as Connolly and Didero keep going at it.
That's the hottest battle on the track right now to Darrell and Conley up front. Meanwhile, Ott and Allen run away.
And guys, just a moment ago, the three of Tim Tolton, the 18 to Chad McGlynn, they mixed it up down in turns one and two. There's a little chunk of debris up there, but it doesn't look like they're going to get a caution. We're racing this one out.
And now we get a bit of an obstacle there in the battle between Connolly and Didero. The 8 car of Adam Martin is away, and here comes Didero on the high side. He will drive around. That puts about a car length back to the 82 of Connolly.
Trouble on that 3 of Tim Tolton last time by. He drove it down deep into turn 1, got up into Chad McGlynn, did a great job to save it, but all of a sudden that 3 car slowed right down. Here comes the juice box right on the back bumper of that 3 as he tries to put Tolton a lap down. He's got 5 car lengths now on Kevin Allen with just over 10 to go.
And Ott works his way through traffic going around Tolton. Allen behind as they've got the 93 of Meyer. And then we go way back to Didero and the 82 of Conley. 12 laps to go here at Sauble Speedway in what has been one fantastic race.
Ott showing the way down into 3 and 4. Kevin Allen about 10 car lengths back, and that's a whole straightaway. Here comes Connolly, piles it down to the inside. Connolly bounces off Didero, gets the car turned. The question is payback coming?
Into turn number 1 and 2, and Didero falls behind as Connolly takes the spot. And it's Connolly up into third in the number 82, then the 24.
10 laps to go. 10 laps to go here at Sauble Speedway. And Jake Ott with a good lead over Allen. The laps are winding down. It's do or die now.
Jake Ott was a 3-time winner in 2013. I was talking to him tonight about his win back at Flamborough Speedway. They said this car has been a bullet since last year. They haven't done a whole lot to change it. They don't like to mess with it. He just gets in and drives whatever feels good.
Jake Ott spotter Tyler Waddy Watson didn't wear his Racetime Radio shirt tonight, but I don't think it's going to matter. It is lap 92 of the Fuel for Kids 100. And the 60 car is out front of this one.
Ott swings it down into the apex of turn 1. He's got that 60 car on rails. Other than Sean McGlynn, nobody's been in the same league as Jake the Juice Box Ott. Quick ever since qualifying earlier on tonight.
What a run he's had here tonight. He trailed McGlynn most of the race. When McGlynn had his mishap, he went to the front and not looking back.
And don't forget the second place car of the 54, Kevin Allen. He is running a very patient race. He knows that he's in a safe spot. He's not going to catch on. He's got a lap car in between. And it looks like he's going to try to run the final 5 and just take a second place finish.
And we got to have an eye on some of these cars. I just watched Tim Tolton in the number 3 slide it out of turn number 4. The tires are gone. The brakes are hot. And they got 4 laps to go to hang on.
Jake the Juice Box Ott swings it through turn 2. And down the backstretch, Dave Connolly praying for a caution so he can have a stab at these leaders. The question is, will he get it? Ott, off turn 4, down to the stripe. 3 laps to go for the juice box.
3 laps to go. Jake Ott, 3 laps from victory here at Sauble Speedway. Allen in second. Connolly in third. Didero in fourth. What a race it's been.
And Doug Cathcart going around off turn 2. Doug Cathcart going around, and Dave Connolly is going to get his wish. He's going to get a stab at the leaders.
The fans are going to get a real show here at the end, Jamie. Boy, we're in for a doozy of a finish.
Jerry, all by himself, the number 48 in turn 2, he just looped it around.
I think he might have had a little help, Joe, if you want the honest truth, because they were side by side, and suddenly it was the 48 of Cathcart that did loop it around, and he wasn't too happy about it. If you watched him straighten it out here at the bottom of turn 2, he was putting the gas to the grass, as they say, but he got her looped around. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting restart with just 2 to go.
Well, maybe it's time we get that audience poll and see what they think. Who down there in the Sauble Speedway grandstands thinks the 60 of Jake the Juice Box Ott's going to hold on to this one? Got some Ott fans down there. How about the 54 Kevin Allen? Good job by the sophomore driver. And who's looking for the hot rod to come to the front, restarting third?
Well, you got to like Jake Ott here, Jamie. He has had a great night.
Dynamite. I mean, he started in qualifying where he blistered off a lap that set the track record, a record that stood for almost 5 years now. Jake Ott went just a little bit faster to get himself inside the fast five. Him and Sean McGlynn were playing earlier, and ever since Sean McGlynn's been out of this race, it's been all the juice box in that Meineke McKay Advanced Energies machine. But he's got Kevin Allen in the transport and service car second, and the guy on the charge has been the 82, the hot rod, Dave Connolly from Arne Prior, Ontario, just outside of Ottawa. We'll see what Connolly can do. We're going to get a restart with two laps to go.
And, guys, you want to talk about a mix of emotions up here on the spotter stand. When that caution flag came out, there were a couple of spotters clapping their hands together, high-five, and this is what they needed to get their driver in position to take a win. And then there were a couple of spotters that I thought were going to chuck Norris the banister over here because they slapped it pretty hard, knowing that this was going to put the field on the back bumper of the juice box.
Guys, the number 81 of Sean McGlynn, you may notice, is back out there after a cut-down tire back on lap 68. We're going to try and check in with Sean McGlynn right now. Sean, back in the 81 car, the boys got it all fixed up. It's got to be disappointing for you, bud.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to just get back out here, show the fans that we're still putting a show on, and we don't have much of a chance to do anything to just gather up some points if somebody wrecks or something, but I think I lost so many laps changing the tie rod end that we're going to finish where we are.
So, Sean, was it a result of contact that you had your problem, or was it just starting to go away? Could you feel it going before the contact was made?
Definitely broke when we got together, the 60 and I. It's pretty slippery after a restart out here when the tires cool down. They pick up a bunch of rubber balls on the track, and it was probably just a racing incident.
10-4, Sean. Well, good luck the rest of the way here. You only got a couple of laps, and I know the field's going to double up. Pull those belts tight, bud.
Right. Hope the fans enjoyed the race so far.
That's Sean McGlynn, driver of the number 81. A champion from last year. Heartbreak tonight here at Sauble Speedway. But the juice box of the number 60, he set a fast time here today. He's about to lay down two of the best laps. At least he's hoping to, guys.
Joe, I don't know if the fans have enjoyed the race tonight. I hope they have. I'll tell you, you got five announcers here who have absolutely thought it's been a thriller. They're getting set to go. White flag out. Jake Ott on the point, chasing his first win of 2014, trying to back up that three-win season of last year. Kevin Allen trying to get his first ever sportsman win. And the hot rod, Dave Connolly, hasn't won since Peterborough back in about 2010. He's going to be charging from the back as they swing out of turn four and accept the green.
Back underway here, two to go. A green-white checker, 60 Jake Ott, 82 Connolly up to second spot, and Allen back to third.
Nice move by Connolly to get inside of Kevin Allen. He's going to cut off Brandon Dodaro at the pass, but I don't think he's going to have anything for Barney. The juice box swings it out of turn two for the final time.
And guys, Dave Connolly did everything he could to stay off the back bumper of Jake Ott as they come out of turn four down to the stripe.
60 wins it. Jake Ott, second for Connolly, third for Allen. Dodaro rounds out your top four. What a race. 100 laps of the best racing we've seen here at Sauble Speedway, Joe.
Just an incredible night here at Sauble Speedway. The Fuel for Kids 100 is in the books. 2014 has begun, and the party is about to begin for the Meineke number 60 of Jake Ott. The juice box goes to victory lane. He has got the point lead at Sauble.
Jake Ott down in victory lane, and Jamie Maudsley on the way down for the interview. Jerry Paxton and Josh, what a race.
It was definitely a show, there's no doubt about it, and Jake Ott worked for everything he had to do to bring it to victory lane. There was no gimme involved in that race tonight at all.
Okay, quick break. We will be back with victory lane here at Sauble Speedway. Stay with us.
Rather work on his car than do most anything. He's Pavarotti with a toolbox. He'll make an engine sing.
People live with pain every day, but as race fans, sometimes we put up with more than we should. There is relief for your everyday aches and pains, however, and it can be found with Organic Pain Strips. Organic Pain Strips are an FDA-listed Class 1 medical device used to combat sore joints, aching muscles, and pain in general. Just apply the strip to the affected area and enjoy your day free of discomfort. See how Organic Pain Strips can change your life or become a dealer yourself at organicpainstrips.2x2system.com.
From classic rock.
Classic vinyl.
Lithium.
To today's rock.
Octane.
Alt Nation.
To what's next?
Sirius XM U.
Why'd you only call me when you're home?
100% commercial free rock is on Sirius XM.
It's a season opener at Riverside International Speedway.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Join us live for flag-to-flag coverage of the Ron McGilvery, Chev Buick, GMC 150.
The General's back in town.
They'll come to the checkers this time by, who's it going to be? Donald Chisholm!
By a nose, I guess, and just kept squeezing them up. You know, I got to thank John. He races clean, always does.
That's racing in my book.
Saturday, June 14th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, live worldwide on racetimeradio.com.
Hi, I'm John Stossel.
Hi, I'm Melissa Francis.
Hi, I'm Neil Cavuto.
I'm Jerry Willis.
This is Lou Dobbs.
Fox Business is now on SiriusXM.
We're not red or blue. We're all about the green, your money.
We want prosperity.
From the latest newsmakers to the insight and analysis anyone with a wallet needs to know.
It's not about financial regulation.
Plus, now you can hear Fox News Channel, Fox News Talk, and Fox Business online or in your smartphone with the SiriusXM app.
Now hear this.
Fox Business on now, SiriusXM 113.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here. We call it Race Time Radio.
And we are back with you live at Sauble Speedway. The Fuel for Kids 100 is completed. Jaycott goes to victory lane. Let's throw it down to Jamie Maudsley. He is with our winner. And the microphone, there we go. Give that a whirl. If not, Jerry has his right behind you, just so you know. Why don't you switch right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. He's going to climb out of the car. The 60, Jake the Juice Box Ott. The fans are calling for a backflip. Jake, come on down here. First of all, we got to welcome in your little buddy from the Fast Five. Come on in here. What's your name again, bud?
Leo.
You pretty pumped right now? You're going to get in all the checkered flag photos. How cool is that?
Cool.
Cool. Excellent. Jake, we talked briefly. Tell us about racing with Sean McGlynn.
Oh, it was real tight. We and him were so close in speed, and the restart before he washed up got in me a bit. I went up the track. I just knew it was going to be that way. I would have been doing the same, so I just, that next restart, I just held him as tight as I possibly could, and we got stuck together, and I guess he broke his tie rod, but it was a real hard race, and I burnt up the brakes, trying to dial them in, and we had such a soft pedal for the rest of the race. So it's awesome, though, to come out here. As I said earlier, my grandpa passed away this week, and this win's for him. And to come out here, for my dad, and my mom will be so happy to hear it back home, and all these guys behind me, it's just Meineke Car Care Center, McKay Advanced Energy, Mark, Steve, Sean, Tyler, my spotter did an awesome job of clearing me tonight. It's a great, great night. It feels so good to come back here after I had such a poor performance last year here. I totally melted down on the track, and it just feels so, so good to just come right out of the box and just beat this place. You know what I mean?
What were you thinking? You got that caution with two to go.
Oh, the biggest thing was just the brakes. I knew we had a good enough car to hold off the 54. It was just, I had to pump the brakes so much. Those last two laps, pumping them down the straightaway and everything, just to keep them up, keep the pedal hard. So,
well, that's the story from down here with Jake the Juice Box Out. We'll get our friend Liam in here for some photos. There's your prize, Liam. You guys get in there for some photos. We'll throw it back up to the booth to you.
2014 begins with Jake Ott going to Victory Lane. Josh Paxton, are you sort of cruising around that garage area? You got anybody down there with you, buddy? Yeah, we seem to have lost Josh. We'll check back in with him in just a moment. Jim Irvin, that's the way you kick off a season. That was a dynamite race.
What a great race. And I think the fans will go home happy tonight seeing a 100-lapper like that. You couldn't have asked for any better.
You want to make it out to the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. You can check them out online. Of course, presented by Meineke Car Care Centers. These guys do a great job. More cars are coming out. Schwemmler, not here tonight. A number of cars still in preparation mode to make it out here to the Speedway. But we are going to see some more cars throughout the course of the year. This series is building. It's building quickly. And you know why. With the racing that we've seen tonight here on the track, side by side for a number of laps, cars like the 82, Dave Conley, I thought he was out of this race. And look at that. He comes back in the top three and to finish the race up in second spot. Amazing job.
He never gave up. He battled it out the whole race, and particularly for those last 25 laps. And when that green-white checker came out, he meant business.
Let's try Josh Paxton once again. Josh, we got you any better now, buddy?
Hey, Joe, can you hear me now?
We can now. Yeah, we can.
You know what? I got the next best interview, I guess, to Jake Ott tonight. Dave Connolly with me here at the fence. And, Dave, you know what? You told me your last lap was going to be your fastest, and I think you came through with that promise.
Yeah, I think it was pretty close. I mean, a few more with Jake maybe would have had something, but I guess I got to learn how to qualify.
Now, it looked like the first 50 laps you were just kind of remembering what it was like to drive the sportsman car, but it did look like you were having some fun out there.
Yeah, no, the car was really good. We got behind Brennan, and he's a really good friend, and I mean, I hit him 1,000 times, but I didn't want to wreck him, so there's a fine line there.
I know we were talking with your crew guys on the walk over here about trying to get through some of those other cars and a little bit of lap traffic for you and a lot of battles you had to fight, man, to get up front.
Yeah, it was, it was a ball race, and I hope it was as much fun as it was for me up there as in the stands. It was awesome. It was so much fun to get back in this series.
So now you've done the big battle to get up front. You think next time you'll just take the pole?
Well, the pole's an easy way to go, and I don't know. Sometimes we don't really pick the easy route.
Well, we got to love seeing that hot rod back out in the field, and we know you're up for a good season.
Thanks, and Joe, it definitely was a hot rod tonight.
Absolutely, Dave Conley. Hey, where's the next fuel for kids stop for the number 82? We got to find out.
He's coming back. I got him to come back.
That's good.
This is very important information, Dave. We need to know.
Yeah, we're heading up north this week. We've raised $197,000 with fuel for kids, so we'll hit the 200 mark this week in Sudbury area.
You know what? Maybe I'll go back to grade school so I can come out to that.
Yeah, not too often you see a hot rod in your schoolyard doing burnouts, so that'll be fun.
And there you go, Joe. You know where you're headed next week.
A dynamite job by Dave Connolly and that whole group. He's going to have to put a little patchwork on the side of the number 82 machine. But he will be able to tell everybody on that next Fuel for Kids stop that he finished second at Sauble Speedway and just about won the race. Jerry, quite a race here tonight.
It certainly was, and you know what I have to say? Dave Connolly, I know, had a car. He ran out of time, but he showed a lot of patience. I wasn't sure he was going to there for a while. The way he was banging on Brennan Didero, I thought, oh, we're going to see a big mess here. But he held it back, and he waited for it, got his spot, and he finally took it, and as you said, in the runner-up position, not bad for your first night out.
So much good racing, and there's nothing like taking a weekend out of your summer and heading for Sauble Beach. Some great campgrounds in this area. Get to Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Big supporter of stock car racing. Get to one of the campgrounds up here. Spend the weekend at Sauble Beach. The parking meters are gone. If you haven't been to the beach in a while because you got upset because you had to pay for parking, guess what? That's all gone. You can park on the beach again at no charge. So come on back up to the beach and enjoy a weekend. And when you're out here, you gotta come to Sauble Speedway. A great night is what it was here. A lot of fun, seen a lot of people that we haven't seen in a long time. And I'll tell you, owner Jason Tom here at Sauble has done a magnificent job once again getting this track ready to go. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race, man, those guys are fired up for 2014. I don't want to miss the next race. They do a dynamite job. 100 laps here tonight. Fuel for Kids 100. The Juice Box gets the start he wanted. And he did it for his grandfather.
And he did it with a great deal of patience. He had opportunities, and he waited it out. He took his time. He didn't get overexcited. He even expressed a little bit of regret when he did make some contact with Sean McGlynn, the contact that actually took McGlynn out of the race. So he was generous in the win. And, he had a tremendous night. Very strong car. It's looks like it could be a real good season for Jake Ott. You know, there must be a big party going on, though, because you notice Josh hasn't come back.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll hit his mic and see if we got him. Josh, where are you?
I'm walking down the front straightaway at this point, just reminiscing of the nice events.
We head off to Riverside International Speedway next. I know it's going to be a big race. The Ron McGilvery 150 next weekend live on Racetime Radio. You're all set for that one, aren't you, Josh?
Oh, absolutely. We can't wait to get back out east. And I understand they had a little rain out there this past couple weekends. But we know it's going to be all sunshine next week at Riverside and Antigonish. And, man, those guys are fired up. I can't wait to get back out for the Pro Stock Tour. We were talking earlier today around the campfire area about who do we think is going to be hot down there. I'm thinking Greg Proud is going to have a car to beat when we get to Riverside.
You know what? Not a bad pick at all. Greg Proud in that number 21 Dodge Dealers car has been on rails so far in 2014. Haven't seen him in Victory Lane yet, but he does love Riverside International Speedway. I kind of think Donald Chisholm in that 89 is more than due. He was right up front, started on the pole at Scotia Speed World, spun out. Started at Petty International Raceway on the outside pole, spun out. He's had his difficulties, but he is heading home. Riverside is home for Donald Chisholm. That guy is on a mission. He won there last year. Rubin is racing. Him in the 97 of John Fleming. It was an epic battle down the front stretch for that Ron McGilvery 150. It's going to be another one next Saturday night, Chair.
And, you know, we all know that I watched that 97 car of John Fleming. He's got 2 seconds to start the season. John Fleming doesn't like to run second. I know that much. And you know what? He's the defending champion. He's having a good start to the season, but not the one he wants. I think he's going to be tough at Riverside next week. But there is a guy who was a rookie last year that I'm keeping an eye on, Cole Butcher. Watch that 53 car.
Yeah, absolutely. Cole Butcher, Dylan Blankhorn in the 67, both in the top five at Petty last time out. It's going to be an interesting race. A whole pile of real good race cars is what we're in for. But you know what? We're going to close tonight's broadcast off, and I got to talk to Jim Irvin here, the voice of Sauble Speedway. Jimmy, you've called a lot of races here at Sauble, and I know you got a lot more coming up in the summer of 2014. You guys are just getting started here. What a race tonight.
It was a great race tonight, a great night, all divisions, and boy, that Lucas Oil 150 or 100 tonight, what a great 100-lapper. I mean, right down to the final lap of the race, you didn't know who was going to win. And Jake Ott came through, and he was deserving of the win tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, it was our pleasure to be able to come into your house and have you join this broadcast. Great seeing you, a good friend, and I know I can't wait till the next time we get together. It's going to be another great race here at Sauble Speedway. You're a lucky guy being at this racetrack watching side by side and calling it for as long as you've called the races. I wish you nothing but many, many more years here at this racetrack. You're always a pleasure to listen to. I've listened to you for a long time, and I hope we can continue that on for another long time. You do a great job here, my bud.
Well, thank you, Joe, and pleasure working with you and Jerry and Josh and Jamie tonight. The 5Js had fun, and we look forward to it sometime in the future.
Well, before I hit this closer, you got to always say what you always say here at Sauble Speedway, and those are going to be the final words. Before you do that, I want to thank Sue back in the Racetime Radio studio. I know Di and Ruby are back there. Get that fire going. We're going to be home soon. But we are going to pack up and stuff. Got to thank you guys back there. Got to thank you all for being tuned in to Racetime Radio. Sure do appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. And don't forget, if you missed tonight's broadcast, it'll be available for free download at racetimeradio.com. But that's going to do it for us. We will be live at Riverside International Speedway next Saturday night. And for the final closing words, Jim Irvin, over to you.
And remember, there's no checkered flag waiting for you at the other end. Do drive carefully. We want to see you back next weekend here at Sauble Speedway. So thank you and good night, and have a safe trip home.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.